People say the best way to live is to stick to reality. But what exactly is reality, I say? Is it the common sense that simply you are a frail human being with no capability of doing anything big by yourself? Or is it the concept that the entire world is a system of wealth and efficiency, so the sooner you get your head out of the clouds, the better off you'll be? Or is it the simply the definition of the world, and nobody really knows what it means, and I'm purely overthinking the entire thing. But if any of those are the meanings, then I am afraid my entire world's messed up, and I am a glitch in the system. For that night, well, was it a night? It could have been an entire lifetime, or merely a split second stretched out and paused for this peculiar turn of events to take place. There was something, not a human, not an animal, simply something I've never laid my eyes on before. It waved around through the darkness, a blotch, a figure of some sort of life. A life so fascinating, so radiating, that my heart glowed and triumphed, almost bounding out of my chest, longing for energy like that. It turned round to me with a face so complete, yet non-existent. It smiled and said, "Come, join me." I was unsure, but every cell in my body dived to the offer. I was no longer in control. I walked by his side, if he was a he. Everywhere was pitch black, a black hole of nothingness. But something told me there was a meaning to this drift. "Are you happy with your well-being?" it said, without looking at me. "Well, yes. And why is that of any importance?" I replied, in the best form possible. He chuckled and continued walking. "Is that really your emotion? What makes you happy?" "Well, why wouldn't I?" I stopped. "Am I really happy? I have a family and a job. I get to see my children grow up with full emotion. I get to be a part of this flawed but beautiful world. Well, shouldn't I rejoice and be thankful for simply being alive, for having a place in this world?" I responded. "Well, of course. I'm the one who made that decision, after all." I stopped walking and looked at him. "I've taught you in the ways of the wisdom. I have led you in the right paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hindered. And when you run, you will not stumble," he said. Then it ended.